Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
It's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. And we are looking at a morning when the USDA supply-demand report is out, and it is in your inbox if you subscribe to our Ag Email newsletter. Otherwise, it is the numbers will be on our website. They are right now, as a matter of fact. When you go there at willag.org and looking at some of the highlights, the USDA pegged U.S. winter wheat production at 1.492 billion bushels, slightly below an average of analyst estimates for about 1.497 billion. And the forecast for U.S. old crop wheat ending stocks is 669 million bushels. That's in line with estimates. And new crop, 647 million. That's a little above estimates. USDA forecasting U.S. old crop corn ending stocks at 1.6 billion bushels, in line with estimates for 1.597. And the new crop corn ending stocks, 1.09 billion, also in line with estimates for 1.059. The USDA is forecasting U.S. old crop soy ending stocks at 110 million bushels, below the average estimate for 114. And new crop soy ending stocks, 210 million. That's slightly below the estimates for 211 million. And we'll talk about these numbers, look at the overnight trade, and more in just a few minutes. Somebody from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign will join us, as always, on Wednesday. But first, it's time to find out what's happening weather-wise in the growing areas. Mike Solda joins us in the weather office. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay. And would you believe it, more rain. Although the forecast for next week does include less rain across the Midwest, the bottom line is wet fields are ahead of us. Frequent rounds of showers and thunderstorms will keep the soil in great condition for those crops that are already in the ground. But if you're waiting to get out into the field, there will be more delays ahead as precipitation will continue to generally steer towards the northern third of the country and also along the Gulf Coast. There are going to be some pockets of very heavy rainfall, so soil moisture will continue to be good enough to support crops, but also too wet to get back out into fields in many areas. If you do get a chance to get out into the field, again, conditions should be nice because computer models are indicating that in about a week to 10 days, we may see a return of much warmer conditions across the Midwest. There has been some significant heat building in the western states, and again, the models are indicating that it'll start to spread across the central plains and into the Midwest. And again, if crops in the field, conditions should be real nice for that. But wet conditions that are keeping people out of the fields, that does not look to resolve itself anytime too soon. And again, in the Delta and the Southeast, they do look for precipitation. Some conditions will be a little bit too wet for today through the weekend. And right now, it looks like the northern portion of the Delta should start to dry out next week. Scattered showers will be more numerous and stronger today through Saturday in many of the northern locations. Pick up the beneficial soil moisture as dry weather starts to occur next week. Outside of the Midwest and the southeastern portion of the country, western states have been very hot and generally very dry, and they do look for a hopeful bring some precipitation. There have been a lot of scattered showers, but really nothing that has provided a lot of moisture. The showery weather will persist in the Intermountain West. Warm and dry conditions will start to impact areas in the Northwest with bringing some stress to the fall sown grains in that area. Again, locally heavy rainfall returning to the lower Ohio and middle Mississippi valleys. Producers struggling to get into late season field planting activities done. Disease will remain a concern in respect to winter wheat because of the excessive moisture and the upper Midwest unusually cool conditions. And so if there's a ground in the upper Midwest that is a little bit too wet, it will take a little bit more time to dry with the cool temperatures. The 6 to 10-day outlook that takes us through the 19th of June calls for the likelihood of below-normal temperatures returning to the western states and pretty much retaining in the northeast. Warmer than normal conditions are expected across much of the south, and that warmer air will start to spread into the Midwest as well. Meanwhile, above normal rainfall in the east and from Northern California into the Intermountain West into the Central Plains contrasts with the drier than normal weather expected across the south central U.S. And again, over the course of the next week to 10 days, there could be some areas that see not only a continuation of wet fields, but there could also be some more widespread lowland flooding, especially in the Ohio River Valley, where again some expectations over the next 5 days, pretty widespread 2 to 4 inches of rain, and that stretches all the way from the Ozarks of Missouri in through the heart of the Ohio River Valley and starts to reach into the northern Tennessee River Valley. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, we've seen, just touching on an outside market story, oil over in Europe soaring above $71 a barrel and hitting a high for 2009 right now trading. Here at 70.90, and that's 89 higher so far this morning. We'll look at the overnight trade in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 665 and a half. That was unchanged on the open, up one on the last trade. September at 674, down two on the open, up three quarters on the last trade. Spring wheat for July, 743, unchanged on both the open and last trade. And September at 739 and three quarters, open down a half and up one on the last trade. July in Chicago, 613 and a half, down a half, up three. September, 641, down one, up two and three quarters. December, 667 and a quarter, unchanged and up two and three quarters. March, 2010, at 681 and a quarter on the open, down two and three quarters, down two on that last trade. July corn, 442 and three quarters, down one and a quarter, up four. September, 452 and a quarter, down one, up four and a half. December, 465, down one and a quarter, up four. And March, two and a half lower, two and a quarter lower on the open at 475 and a quarter, and last traded up three and three quarters. July soybeans, 1240, down three and a half and down two. August, 1174 and a half, down two and three quarters, up one. September, 1111, up one and up three and a half. And November at 1072, down a half and up four and three quarters. July soybean meal, 406.80, down a dollar and down 140. And July oil, 39.41, down 4 and up 15. And joining us on the phone now to talk about these numbers and also look at those ending stocks, the supply-demand report, Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jay.
What'd you see in those in the USDA report this morning that caught your attention?
Well, just overall, I'd say it was pretty much as expected. Just to kind of highlight maybe each of the commodities, the wheat, virtually on the U.S., they left it virtually unchanged from last month, so no big changes there. The world wheat, they did raise the ending stocks up a little bit, not anything real significant. On the corn side of things, probably the big news there is they dropped the yield by 2 bushels per acre on the U.S. numbers, and that gets you... They also dropped the feed use about 100 million bushels. So all in all, you drop carry out ending stocks by about 55 million. No big surprise there about what was expected. Soybeans, probably the thing that kind of stood out there, they didn't really make any changes in the U.S. situation, but they did go for the new crop, but for the current crop year that we're finishing up here, they did increase crush on soybeans, and your carryout's about 110 million bushel, but increased crush also increased the oil ending stocks, and they decreased use of oil, which kind of, that could be a little bit bearish, I guess, from the oil standpoint. Mm-hmm. And worldwide, they did tighten stocks a little bit tighter for this year and increase them a little bit more for next year. So kind of a wash there on the beans. I'd say we're on the corn especially, we're right back up to the January highs here, and we need something to probably push us through that. Is this enough to do it? I'm not sure that it is.
All right, so what are you looking at today as far as your opening calls are concerned?
I would say on corn we'll probably be, we'll call it 5 to 10 higher. That 5 higher gets you right up there against that January high. Soybeans 5 to 7 higher, and wheat 3 to 5 higher. But I could see trade on both sides of the market probably today.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 50.71, up 51.8 now at 88.14.9. And tracking the crude oil trade for July, $70.90 a barrel. That's up 89 cents. And, of course, we'll have the opening numbers coming up on the opening market reports. All of the commodity opens for you at 9:50 this morning Central Time here on Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. Again, if you want to take a look at that USDA report this morning, it'll be in your inbox if you subscribe to our Ag email newsletter. Otherwise, you can find it online at willag.org. It's a minute past 9.